Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this May 9th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here. At 3:30 today, we're going to welcome in Jen McNeely. She is going to join us for the first time. She is with UW Extension. She is their natural resources groundwater educator. Looking forward to talking with her. Right now, we've been looking forward to this all week. We have Ashley Hagenow joining us, Allison Dairyland's own. Ashley, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing phenomenally. Thanks so much. Excited to chat all things sustainability today.
Yeah, we're going to talk Earth Day. I'm looking forward to this, Ash.
Oh, I am too. There's so many stories to tell when it comes to sustainability and Wisconsin agriculture. So I know, like always, we will have a ton of fun.
Yeah, and this is one that certainly hits home right here in Wisconsin in our dairy industry.
It does. And so when we talk about sustainability and how our dairy farmers are sustainable when it comes to their farms and land, there is such a heartstrings story to tell as well, because in Wisconsin, 95% of our dairy farms are family owned. So dairy farming, it's a family affair. It's a way of life. And when we talk about sustainability, especially with our dairy farmers and our agricultural community, it really means caring for the land and water and surrounding communities in order to ensure the health and success of future generations. So again, there's a lot of great stories to tell when it comes to sustainability in agriculture and in the dairy industry.
Ashley, what are our farmers doing to try to help with this?
Our farmers are doing so many amazing things when it comes to practicing sustainability on their farms. Farmers are going to work with nutritionists and veterinarians, agronomists, and other experts to make sure that their animals and their land are well taken care of. And this also helps to ensure long-term business sustainability. Additionally, dairy cattle actually have a superpower all on their own because they can graze land that is not suitable for growing crops or other uses, and then they can turn those products from the land, like grasses and forages, into delicious dairy products for all of us to enjoy. And this is because dairy cattle actually have four stomach compartments, not necessarily four stomachs, but they have four stomach compartments that allows them to break down materials that we cannot necessarily digest as humans. And when it comes to the land and water and how our farmers practice sustainability, there are a few different ways that our farmers do that. And we can start, James, with talking about taking care of the land. So our farmers here in Wisconsin use cover crops to protect and enrich the soil on their farms. And this also helps to keep the soil full of nutrients in order that our farmers can continue to grow nutritious crops year after year on that land to feed their livestock. So there are so many sustainability stories to tell, and I'm excited to continue sharing those stories as Alice in Dairyland.
What about water conservation? How does that play into this?
Water conservation is such a huge part of our sustainability focus in agriculture. So water conservation, it's practiced on our dairy farms every day. And I recently learned, actually, that water is recycled up to four times on a dairy farm. So we might use water to chill the milk that is produced. This water can be used to keep our dairy cows hydrated. You can also use that same water to clean stalls and to clean the milking parlor on dairy farms. And that water is also used to irrigate crops. And in addition to the water conservation and taking care of the land, another way that our farmers protect the soil and the environment is by moving toward no-till or reduced tillage practices. And when we say tillage, this means that working up of the land in the spring before we prepare to plant for the next growing season. So we're seeing a lot of that out and about in Wisconsin now. So when we have reduced till or no-till practices, this helps to eliminate soil erosion and keep the soil healthy because, of course, we want to keep taking the best care of the soil possible in order to continue growing crops for our dairy cattle to enjoy. And it's an endless cycle when it comes to sustainability.
One of the things I appreciate when I get the chance to talk with farmers or really anybody involved with the ag industry, but especially farmers, they're students.
They are. And I have to say, as Alice in Dairyland, I'm a student each and every day, but our farmers certainly take it a step further. And they actually are students in a few ways. One of the ways is that they volunteer to participate in research that helps protect water quality. So on the topic of water conservation and water quality, our farmers work with a Wisconsin program. This is called Discovery Farms. So through this program, they attend classes and they read educational materials about ways to continuously improve their farming practices. And Discovery Farm is a program that farmers can actually volunteer to participate in. So Discovery Farms works with farmers by using equipment that is placed in a field to understand how a farm's crop practices and land management practices might affect water quality. So this partnership means that farmers are both scientists and students and are researchers across the state of Wisconsin that focus on agriculture, such as through the University of Wisconsin Extension, which you'll hear about in just a little bit. They are learning from our farmers. So there's a great relationship formed when our farmers work with our researchers and work with our universities here in Wisconsin to continue improving our farming practices and the industry of agriculture.
Ashley, you are so good. Way to tease the next segment. I appreciate you doing that. Nicely done. Before we wrap up, we'll let people know about where they can find more information about dairy sustainability. But before that, if you don't mind, you sent along some additional info that I thought was really interesting, and I'd like to take a little time with that.
Let's dive right deep into it. I love it.
Yeah, Wisconsin dairy all starts with our dedicated dairy farm families.
They are, and you couldn't have said it any better, James. So our dairy farming families, they are committed to treating the cows and the land with the utmost care and respect, because high quality care of our natural resources and our animals that we are so fortunate to work alongside yields high quality dairy products. And that is the biggest focus in the dairy industry, is taking care of our cattle and our land and our natural resources. And this is just one of the ways that we are known as America's Dairyland. And it's been a true honor highlighting the ways that our farmers practice sustainability with their animals and with their land to celebrate Earth Day that took place just a few weeks ago in April. But it's really important to highlight these stories and highlight this information all year round, because sustainability and taking care of the land and the animals, it's a way of life for our farmers every day of the week, every week of the month, and every month of the year.
Yeah, you know, I was doing some research myself before the interview. Don't mean to brag, but I was looking into it, Ashley, and it turns out we eat every day, and we need food every day. And on top of that, our farmers working every day, so it feels like Earth Day could be every day.
Exactly right. Earth Day is every single day when it comes to Wisconsin's dairy industry and the industry of agriculture. And our dairy farming families and farmers of all kinds here in Wisconsin, they are committed to driving our state forward by using those sustainable practices and by continually educating themselves and improving their farming practices. Our dairy farming families and our farmers, they drive the state forward, not just economically, but really through those sustainable farming practices. And at the base of all they do is providing the utmost care for their cows and their livestock. It's at top of mind in agriculture to take care of those natural resources and those animals. And Wisconsin's farmers do an outstanding job of doing just that.
Yeah, we've got a number of Wisconsin family-owned farms that are farmer-led watershed groups.
Yes, here in Wisconsin, we are actually home to 28 dairy farmer-led watershed groups. And these groups protect hundreds of thousands of acres of land and water by building the soil health through some of those practices that we talked about earlier, and improving water quality. And this is all in partnership with the Nature Conservancy, otherwise known as TNC for short. And TNC has shared a feature of a selection of farmers in these watershed groups, highlighting their passion for protecting the soil and water and other natural resources. And this really helps our farms to remain resilient and profitable and viable in the face of ever-changing conditions in the industry of agriculture. So there's a lot of unique partnerships when it comes to sustainable practices and really spreading the good word about how our farmers are taking care of the land and water. And this partnership with the Nature Conservancy and our dairy farmer-led watershed groups is such a great example of that.
With so much going on, there we don't get a chance, I think, enough to comment and mention some of the wins that we have when it comes to this subject. And the carbon footprint of a glass of milk is an interesting place to go with this.
That's another interesting fact I've learned as Alice, is the work that our dairy farmers have been putting in for generations and generations truly shows off in a few different ways. And one of those ways, James, is through reducing the carbon footprint of a glass of milk. So the carbon footprint of a glass of milk today is 2/3 less than it was compared to 70 years ago, which was a pretty long time ago. And yet this glass of milk still has the same nutritional benefits and great taste. So I love sharing as Alice that 1 8-ounce serving of milk has the same 8 grams of protein to build strong muscles today that it did those 7 decades ago. And real dairy, when it comes from Wisconsin and all over the country, is a simple source of really key nutrients like vitamin A, vitamin D, protein, and calcium. It helps to boost our immunity. It's all part of a well-balanced diet. And reducing that carbon footprint is thanks in part to our dedicated dairy farmers and their families for putting those sustainable practices into good work over the last 70 years and even well beyond that.
And Ashley, one last stat I wanted to get to, the percentage of Wisconsin dairy farms that are family owned.
Yes, here in Wisconsin, we are so proud to share that we have 95% of our Wisconsin dairy farms being family owned. And I also love sharing that here in Wisconsin, we have more dairy farms than any other state in the country. We have nearly 6,000 dairy farms. Again, 95% of those dairy farms are family owned. So when we talk about sustainability, when we talk about taking care of the land and the water and communities, it's all because of our dairy farming families, because of those values that they have in place. And they're doing it for the future generations and their families to continue on this amazing tradition that is Wisconsin agriculture and America's Dairyland.
And Ashley, along with you and the history of the Allison Dairyland program, there's other people out there and there's a lot of good ways that you can support your local farmers in the Wisconsin ag industry in particular. And we always encourage people to look for that label.
There are a lot of great ways, exactly right, to support our state's dairy farming families. If you're looking to tangibly, really tangibly support our state's dairy farmers, a super simple way to do that is by looking for that Proudly Wisconsin Dairy badge or the number 55 on milk product packaging. When you see that Proudly Wisconsin badge on butter or cheese or milk or sour cream and many other dairy products, you know that you are supporting a Wisconsin family farm and supporting our state's dairy farming families. So be on the lookout for that badge the next time you're shopping for your favorite dairy products. And if you would like to just learn more about our state's dairy farming families, hear their stories, hear how they are committed to building a sustainable future, you can visit wisconsindairy.org/ourfarms. And to close us out, another great resource that I want to share that focuses on research and development in the dairy industry is the Dairy Innovation Hub. So they harness research across UW system campuses, and this is through different priority areas like land and water, farm business and community, animal health and welfare, and also human health. So to learn more, you can visit dairyinnovationhub.wisc.edu. Lots of great resources when it comes to sustainability, celebrating Earth Month, and celebrating Wisconsin dairy products.
And Ashley, before we let you go, I just wanted to touch base with you really quick. And we're speaking with Ashley Hagenow, Allison Dairyland. Ashley, you guys had a fun weekend the other weekend, announcing a new Alice. As much as it's hard for us to say that because we don't want to think about losing you, we do have another Alice coming up. You want to touch on that just for a moment?
I am so excited to share a really exciting update with the Alice in Dairyland program. So this past weekend on Saturday, May 4th, Wisconsin has a new Alice in Dairyland, our 77th Alice. So her name is Haley Heinzel. She is from Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, and she is an absolute ray of sunshine. Haley is ready to take over the reins on July 8th, officially this summer, to begin the incredible year of serving as Alice in Dairyland and promoting Wisconsin agriculture. Haley has a background in agriculture that revolves around working with local farms in her home community, promoting agriculture and dairy at the Wisconsin State Fair. She's currently a student at the University of Wisconsin-Madison studying life sciences communication, and she's had so many amazing internships and other experiences within agriculture and within dairy that will really set her up for success in the next year, serving as Wisconsin's 77th Alice in Dairyland.
I'm excited for her. We're excited to meet Haley and get to know her a little bit, but we're still going to have you with us one more time. Well, I know that you'll be joining us sometime in June. We're really looking forward to talking again, celebrating June, and we're looking forward to seeing you out around the state.
Yes, I'm so excited to end my month in such a special way, or end the year, I should say, in such a special way, promoting Wisconsin dairy and Wisconsin's dairy farmers through June Dairy Month. So we're going to have a ton of fun. I'm so excited to continue my travels across Wisconsin, promoting just what makes Wisconsin dairy and Wisconsin agriculture so very special. And I can't wait to connect next, because it's always a fun conversation when it comes to Wisconsin agriculture.
We have a blast talking with you. Remember, you can find out more going to wisconsindairy.org, wisconsindairy.org, and find out more about the Alice in Dairyland program at alicindairyland.com, alicindairyland.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. We're already looking forward to the next time, Ash. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much as well.
You take care. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We are WFHR, locally grown radio.